We will be all over this nation, I believe, pulling young people off of the street, offering positive alternatives to violence.
One, two.
Thank you all so much for joining us for another episode, another show of the Give, Send, Go, Shine Brightly podcast. So excited to have all of you here from wherever you are watching around the world, in your home or as you're driving or as you're out for a walk, wherever it may be. Grateful that you're here and so thankful for the work that you're doing and being a part of the Give, Send, Go community. And today I have some amazing guests who we have gotten to know just briefly before this call or before we started this recording. But I'm going to just jump right in and introduce as best I can. There's a lot of people on here. Now, this is actually the most, this is the first to have this many people. Kind of feel like I said earlier, kind of feels like home. I'm one of 12 kids, so love lots of people, love great gatherings of people. So this is super, super cool. So we have, for me, in the upper left-hand corner, Tay, and we have Pastor Gaines, and around her, Ronnie, and Sister Beverly, if I get all that right, and then Lorena yes. in the bottom left, and then DeMarcus, I believe. Right there down on my bottom right, and then Javelle and right below me. So excited to have all of you guys here. Now you're gonna have to explain to the guests why you're here. Now, so you're using Give, Send, Go. You've got a fundraising campaign. Typically how my first question is, you know, what brought you to Give, Send, Go? There are other platforms out there. How'd you hear about Give, Send, Go? What brought you to this platform?
Well, I heard about it. My name is Pastor Cheryl Gaines, and I heard about Give, Send, Go from other Christians. And because you are a Christian platform and we are a Christian based ministry, we have a 501c3 Project Eden. Everyone deserves to eat naturally. And because you are a Christian platform that does support the ideals that I believe are fundamental to our beliefs and what we're attempting to do in Ward 8 in Southeast Washington, D.C., and also the southwest side, the southeast, as I call it. We thought that this would be an optimal platform for us to get the message out and also to support the fundraising efforts that we're undertaking.
Awesome. Well, love to hear that. So you have a campaign on Give, Send, Go. You mentioned a little bit about it, Eden, what your project is. I want to just, from the outset, tell people where they can go to read about this on Give, Send, Go. So people are familiar with this. You can go to givesendgo.com/GB, the number 9, the letter V, and the number 4, GB9B4. That's where you can go to read about what they're just about to get ready to talk about their fundraising effort. But it's givesendgo.com/GB9B4. So you have this fundraising effort. You heard about Give, Send, Go. You set up a campaign for Eden Garden Tools, not gun expansion. So why don't you kind of break into the history a little bit of what this fundraising effort is, what it's about, what its goal is. I know that there people can hop on to the website there and read about it, but it would be great to hear from you guys directly what this project, where did it start? What was the formation of this?
Well, we're church in Ward 8, and the community dubbed us the church in the field. We started out in the field after 4 children were murdered in a drive-by shooting. 9 children were shot, 4 were murdered, and the Spirit of the Lord prompted me to start preaching in the field in Southeast D.C., where there was a memorial for 4 of those children that had been shot, but for the 4 that had been killed. Mm-hmm. And so we started preaching. And it turned into a full-fledged church. I was already an ordained elder in the church and Baptist ordained, seminary trained, the whole bit, a lawyer by training. Never thought that I'd end up preaching in the field in inner city. Wow. But God called me to it. And I used to tell the church, you know, that we were going to have this garden, that it would be an empowerment tool to get young people off the street, that it would be sustainable because we would do used the byproducts to sustain the ministry. And from 2012, when we started as a 10 by 20 plot, until the next year, 2013, we then had a 5,000 square foot greenhouse garden. Wow. And in 2013, we started hiring young people like the ones you see assembled here. Okay. And so that's why we call it Garden Tools, Not Guns, because we hire them, we give them stipends to pull them off the street. I often say we compete with the drug dealer, but we're doing what we can to give them hope. It's something that I think you said about Give, Send, Go. And that's one of the things we endeavor to do.
Share hope with people in need. Use Give, Send, Go to fundraise for the people and causes you care about. Whether you have a friend in the hospital, want to support a local business or charity, or your church is planning a mission trip, you can make a difference with Give, Send, Go today. Don't wait for somebody else. Step in and share hope. Visit www.givesendgo.com and start your fundraising journey now.
Incredible, incredible. So 2012, God birthed this idea. You start walking out. Over the next years, it sounds like it's grown. I think as reading through your campaign, it sounds like, one, the vision's huge because it seems to be expanding even beyond D.C. It's going to, if I read correctly, Louisiana. So what's happening with the growth of this that's bringing it even further?
I guess God is being God. I spoke it and he's doing it. Yeah. We actually have two sites here in the DMV, DC, Maryland, and Virginia area. And we had two in Ward 8, but one, we were actually gentrified. We were kicked off of one of the properties. And as a result of that, we have an expansion in Maryland. A 5,000 square feet greenhouse. And then one of my former clients heard about what we were doing in DC, had some property. He's donated, and I had no idea this was going to happen. He donated an acre of land to us in Louisiana. And the vision is expansive. I don't want to be the only one talking, but I do want to share in a nutshell what the vision is. We will be all over this nation, I believe, pulling young people off of the street, offering positive alternatives to violence, but also economic development. But along with that is this vision for being able to offer transitional housing, because a lot of the young people are technically homeless. They sofa surf, they go from place to place. But with the farm that we're going to develop in Louisiana on this acre of land, we're also intentional about putting some transitional housing. In my mind, I see tiny homes, but because God is in control, he could turn it into whatever he desires. But we do believe we're going to start out with a couple of tiny homes that we can offer for people to cycle through as we do the other things that we do. We have Sister Lorena here, who is an art trainer. She provides art to our young people, which is therapeutic in a sense. But we've also discovered it's helping to bring out gifts that they have in them that will make room for them. We also do narrative. We do a whole lot. You know, we do the basics, and we also do a lot around other types of development. So that's what we're going to be doing in Louisiana. And I believe we're going to expand all across the nation like that.
That is incredible. I love how ideas are birthed, but that God continues to do, as the Bible says, immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. Just like he's a great God and he calls us into great, great things. This is super cool. So, Lorena, why don't you dive into your role? It sounds, you know, Pastor Gaines just talked about it a little bit, but why don't you just tell us really the specifics of you and what's happening right here?
Sure. Through a mutual friend of me and Pastor Gaines, I learned about Eden, and actually I met Pastor Gaines in DC with a completely unrelated situation, and she told me about Eden. I thought, that's really cool. And so I had it on a list of people I wanted to check out and see what's going on. So this mutual friend asked me to do an art a program with these young people. And I said, hey, that'd be fabulous. And so then I decided to come the week before, and they just got in my heart. And so the week after, when I actually did the art program with them and other people who were there, it was a very significant time because they had just gone through a scare. They had left Eden having worked that day, and they got surrounded by police. And I think it was a couple of days before, they got surrounded by police who said they heard gunshots. And so I don't know if they were accusing them or what, but they were kind of, you know, making them scared. And they were like, well, we didn't do anything. We just left work. Mm-hmm. And so they left them alone eventually. And, you know, when they came, they were pretty shook up. And so we happened to have this art program that day where I was just, you know, sharing them some skills in art. And what was super cool is that they had done an assessment before they did the art, and they did an assessment after the art. And before, they were very edgy and just uncomfortable again and feeling well. And then afterwards, everybody was just a lot calmer, and it felt therapeutic to them. And, you know, they had their own ideas or ways of saying that. But it just, you know, brought it home that the art is one way for people to be able to see life a little bit slower, to see it a little bit clearer, to calm yourself down, and to take, you know, time on the little things that might actually you know, give you another direction. And that's one of the things I do with them. But because of that connection, I started doing like a little course where I would, you know, teach art and read a book at the same time. I would give them what we're doing, and then I'd read a book, and then we'd go ahead and finish the art. And while I was still reading, and this is an empowerment type book, you know, encouraging book. I don't know if you've ever heard of Miles Monroe, but I used his material. And just to bless them and give them another, you know, way of thinking, some positive ideas. You know, they'll yell at me sometimes because I'm saying, hey, you know, we need to speak life to one another, right? Yeah. We'll be in the garden doing stuff. Right, Tay? that's my role, is okay. To bring another aspect using art, and I love gardening, so that's just something that I brought along with, and okay. Helping them with different skills. So
amazing. I love, you know, I have a son that's kind of an artist himself. He's developing that, and I love to see what it fosters inside of him, creativity, this working of the mind to actually engage on its own into the place that God's made it, not just depending on someone else's, you know, video game or movie that they've done, and getting drowned out in the thoughtlessness of just following someone else's thing, but actually engaging your own mind. It's such a powerful place, and it gives purpose and vision and opportunity bubbles out of that. So that is super cool to see that happening, because there's so much potential in the creative fields to engage people. So I would love to get everybody on this call to actually have some input into or talk around what's happening in their involvement. Why don't we jump to Tay? Why don't you tell people why are you on this call? What are you here for?
I'm here to help pass the games and help develop my own personal skills to spread Project Eden and spread everything that it stands on. Because Project Eden is a good place, and a lot of people will enjoy it. And also me, to help develop my skills and break through some problems that I got, that I be blocked and be hindered, so I could propel and keep going.
That's awesome. And you feel that, how long have you known Pastor Gaines? Have you been involved in this, in their?
I've been involved with Pastor Gaines and Project Eden since 2021.
Okay, awesome. Well, that is super cool. And it's awesome to see how relationships develop, and how, you know, even being on this call is such an awesome opportunity to share your testimony of what's been happening and how good it's been. This guy in the background, Ronnie,
Ronnie.
You got a smile that just lights up the room.
100%.
With Project Evening to me, first of all, I just want to tell everybody good morning. Well, EMI, you know, Project EM means a lot. It actually helped change my life a little bit too. So I've been with Ian since 2021 myself, and it's been nothing but love and peace. And like, they told me a lot of things that I didn't know I was good at. So that's why I'm blessed to be here right now.
Can you tell you a little bit about his background?
Oh yeah, a little bit about my background. I grew up in Southeast. You know, I was one of them people that grew up in the streets too. I ran the streets. I did a lot of bad things. I sat down and I talked to myself. I'm like, if I don't slow down, I'm gonna die. So I sat down and I kept praying. And I prayed to God. I'm like, I need a job. I was homeless. I was having a child. My child unfortunately passed away. And I sat there and I kept praying. And then he poured me towards Project Ian. That's just a little bit of my background.
Wow. Wow, 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 man. So that's incredible. Incredible to hear stories of redemption and the work of God and the journey that's unfolding before us. So, so happy that you're here to speak about that. Javelle, I know you're on mute right now, but why don't you share your piece in this?
Project means a lot to me. It basically, like Rondo said, changed my life, my point of view of life, and my backstory on me coming through Project Ian. I got Project Ian from a summer youth program where they help people get money and do stuff so you won't be on the streets or whatever. So it lead me to Project Ian. I've been with them since I was, I got with them when I was 24, or I'm 28 now. My birthday was yesterday. So
happy birthday.
Thank you. It's been like, 5 years since I've been with them. And me personally, I see, and I be talking to Pastor Gaines, and I be telling, like, I see the change in my life because, like, I was told before by my grandmother and others that I would pass away before I'm a certain age, and the age was 21. I'm 28 now, so just to see that I'm still living in another year, and I'm be growing with Project Ian. So I just feel like my background of life and the things that I did and seen in lifetime will change the other, like the youth around and anywhere else.
Yeah, man, so good. I know that each of you guys in this moment right now, I can just see so much purpose over your lives to be impacts in the generation, to draw other young men into stepping up to their purpose and creating. You guys have power, you have influence, and don't take that for granted. Get out there. You can change the world, and I can see that in you guys. So, so excited that you're here. I'm so glad to meet you. And I will be in D.C. In mid-January. So hopefully I'll be able to make some connection and stop by or something. But
yes,
yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be great.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Every child deserves a loving family. However, adoption expenses can often be overwhelming. But with GiveSendGo, you can confidently start your adoption journey and allow others to support you through their prayers and giving. Give a child the gift of a forever home. Visit www.givesendgo.com to start your adoption campaign now.
DeMarcus, tell us a little bit about your involvement with Ian.
Yes, how you doing? How you guys doing? How you doing today? My name is DeMarcus Johnson. I'm a senior at Virginia State University, who will be graduating in May 2024. I'm from Southeast DC. I'm born and raised. I'm the oldest out of 10 siblings. I was raised, me and my little brother. I was raised with my grandmother. my grandmother has been raising me my whole life, my whole 22 years of life. And, you know, with Project Ian means to me, Project Ian Ho is a special place in my heart as it embodies the essence of what it means to be a part of a community and serve others. It goes beyond just being called an organization. It's a family. It's individuals coming together with a shared vision. The better the people around us, the better our community. Project Ian introduced me to great people such as the Reverend who recently died, Reverend Dean, who assisted with my assisted with helping me get financial funds to obtain or gather for my academic success. And it's just truly special. And it's really a need and a very significant in a community, and especially in my community.
That's awesome. You know, congratulations on the educational achievements. That's so cool to hear. Keep it up. Be the model for all of your siblings. I love hearing big families. Like I said, I'm one of 12 myself, so I understand the dynamic. It can get crazy, but it's awesome as well. Family.
It do get really hard sometimes. That's why it's very important for me to do what I gotta do and be able to maintain my independence and bring my siblings together. My father was killed when I was 11 years old, down the street from where I lived at. So it's just been me and my grandmother and my little brother forever. So I just had to be the man. I had to take the man of the house at an early age. I had to be the role. I had to be that man figure of the house. I had to be that be overprotective over my grandmother, be overprotective over my little brother, be that person. So it made me grow up earlier. It made me realize what life really was. Made me really mature at a younger age.
Yeah.
It made me realize, made me think. Like, me losing my father just gave me a purpose of I want something better for myself. I want to be better than my father. I want to be better than the people around me. And I want to show my brothers and sisters that they too can do what I'm doing, or they could do even better than what I'm doing.
Right.
Or even be better things, do greater things than what I'm doing.
Amen.
Yeah, man. Phew. So cool. Okay, well, I see wisdom peeking out in the corner over here. Sister Beverly. So glad to have you on. Why don't you tell everyone your involvement here?
Good morning. My name is Beverly Medlock. I live in the neighborhood. I met Pastor Gaines and some of these young men by being nosy, seeing them out in the field every Sunday while I was watching church on Zoom, which I really did not like. So I started looking for a place to bring my godmother and we could sit in the car and listen to the service. I'm a retired DC police officer, a lieutenant, retired after 28 years of service. And I see both sides of the life of these young men, proof positive in those here that you have to open the book and read and not just look at the cover. There's talent here. These young men are going someplace. Mm-hmm. Since I live in the neighborhood, I'm proud to have them around me. Because in my own neighborhood, I've experienced two homicides, you know, in front of my house where I had to respond. So I'm really proud of these young men and the work that Pastor Gaines and Lorena are doing. Mm. I look forward to seeing many more things from these young people, including the writing. I've been to some of the workshops and they're really doing some great things here.
That's so good. I love to see this community coming together, all that's happening. I'm gonna put out again, because everyone I'm sure that's watching is intrigued by all that's happening with Project Eden and everything that you guys are doing. I want them to go and check this campaign out again. It's givesendgo.com And the URL, givesendgo.com/GB9V4. That's GB9V4. Hop on to GivesendGo, type that in. You can also type in the campaign Eden Garden Tools in the search engine, bring the campaign up. You can read about their story here as well. Pastor Gaines, do you have other websites, other places where people can go to read about this, or a social media page or other places that you'd like to let people know of?
We have projectedendc.org.
Okay.
Projectedendc.org. They can also contact us on that website. And I prefer that they give on your platform, but they can give on our website as well. But I prefer that they would use Give, Send, Go. We want to support the work that you're doing, particularly in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And we believe that it's a great place for us to tell our story and to get like-minded people supporting us.
Right. Yeah, well, we're gonna be sharing this as we do with the Give, Send, Go Shine Brightly community. It goes on a whole bunch of different podcast channels. I'm excited to see this work continue. One of the best parts of the Give, Send, Go journey for me has been this initiative of beginning to talk with the campaign owners about what God's doing in their lives and in their journey. It's such an amazing thing to see so many people from so many different places and perspectives and backgrounds all doing amazing things around the world. As I said earlier, GiveSend goes now in almost 100 countries. It's crazy what we've seen. And our goal is to continue to build this body of Christ that doesn't, it passes every barrier. It is one that brings hope and life into the journey that people live out. So excited to have met all of you guys, and to now be a little bit more engaged with your journey. And like I said, we'll be in DC in mid-January, and
love to see you.
Yeah, we'll definitely make it a point to come in and meet up and meet you guys in person. And and also to have you guys back on in a year, 2 years, whatever it may be, back on to tell us about all of the development that continues to happen, because I can see just from each person that's on this channel right now that there's a lot in front of you guys. There's so much vision and hope and opportunity in each one of you to carry this thing even further. So super excited for all of this. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here, sharing your part of the journey, where you're at, and being real with everybody. With that, is there any
Brother Jacob, things? I have an unction to pray for you. Oh, is that okay?
Of course it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us through Brother Jacob and the vision that you gave he and his sister, Father, him and his sister. We thank you, Father God, for the privilege of being able to lift them up before you right now. Thank you, God, for this platform where he has made himself a target for Christ. But we thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we thank you that this platform will be successful to bring glory and honor to you. We pray that you would cover them, that you would bless them and keep them and their families, God, and that this platform will be a successful place for organizations and people to come together and, God, to lift up the name of Jesus. And it is in his name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Wow. Okay.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys. I mean, literally the lifeblood of everything good comes from people like you that continue in the face of adversity, in the face of danger, in the face of all of the things that come against us, you continue to press on. And that's the call, is to endure. When you feel like giving up, no, I'm going to endure. I'm going to continue to press into this. Because there's something great in front of me. And that's That's so cool. I love this. I love this so much. So
thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. It's been fun. And every time we come together with these young men, they show more and more and more of what God has in them. And like Sister Beverly's been sitting here weeping. I don't know if you saw that, but it's just that is powerful to just see God pull that out of them. So thank you.
For you.
Yes.
For you.
Yeah. Thank you so for much. This platform. This is amazing.